Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The book is broken up into what we call seven different secrets, you know, the secret of wisdom and the secret of self-awareness and the secret of healthy living. And so this would fall under the secret of self-awareness. A key to battling worry, anxiety, and fear is to become self-aware. Kind of look inward. Look at your own triggers. Look at your own life. And so we developed what we call a My Worry profile that allows you to look at your own life and evaluate yourself and to tune in those triggers. You know, what is it that's causing that stress in your life? You know, finances, uncertainty in the workplace, relationship issues. And so you can fill this out, get a better idea of your own life and you know, what's going on and why you're worried or why your spouse is worried or why your child is worried. And then in the rest of the book, we help you break that apart and look at how you can deal with those triggers and learn to work through them. And of course, we emphasize the importance of getting medical advice along the way. That could mean talking to a professional therapist or talking to a pastor, having a physical. That's very important. In this book, we take really a mind, body, spirit approach. That's not New Agey. It's biblical. But we talk about medicine. We talk about biology in this book. You know, what's going on inside our bodies and finding that balance. You know, and looking at your spiritual life as well and getting each of these areas of our lives in balance.
I was noticing, again, it's not, you know, something where it's just positive thinking, but kind of asking questions. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Or, you know, this is telling yourself this is going to be okay. Or you know, there is some value in talking ourselves down, I guess, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I do that as well. When I face uncertainty and a fearful situation and I ask that question, what if, I also follow that up with, you know, live in truth. Don't live in fear. You know, let's get to the truth. What's the worst thing that could possibly happen in this situation? And do I trust God? My wife reminds me of that as well. She's, you know, when things go wrong, whether it's financial or whatever in our lives, she's like, you know, do you trust God? Do you know that He has your back and that things are going to be okay? That helps me in so many cases to get it in the right perspective and to get back to truth and surrendering that fear, that worry.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.